You don't prepare in the battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a bold soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. In the name of Jesus. Why God may decide to hide you. Okay, you may. Why God may decide to hide me. Because this is going to be for people who have been asking God, what about me too? Have you ever been in that case before? Let me know now. Have you been there before? Yes. Why he may delay manifestations in some areas. So, I'm going to say very hard things. You get what I'm saying? How many of you are set for hard things? You seem tired. You're set for something very strong. Very strong. Bow your head, everybody. Tell God, place your hand upon my head. Speak to me. Calm my storm. Calm them. Calm them. Shalamakati shata. Until my holy gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Shalabata. Until my holy gaze is you, Spirit keep brooding over me, till I look more like you. Until my holy gaze is you. Until my holy gaze is you. Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. One more time. Until my holy gaze is you. Spirit keep brooding over me. Till I look more like you. I don't know for whom. I don't know who it is. And I've been going through things. You are asking God. I see what you are doing in this person's life. When will it be my turn? Why must I always be hidden? Because sometimes it looks like when that happens, it looks like we're unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It looks like we're unfortunate. Before our ministry started as a church, I had been told how that during inauguration of ministries, people used to bring seed and bring all those stuffs. They would bring... Okay, Pastor Toby is here. I think those two... Okay. Yeah, when the ministry started... Yeah. And we're holding our first service as a church. It was in one... building, inside a bakery. We had one way to do the roof, we had to do all those things by ourselves, do the wiring. And at least, if I don't know of anything that Sunday morning, I knew that every one of us standing there had all exhausted both our bank savings and our pocket. So during inauguration, we're glad to say a lot of things will happen. She worked two nights at stretch, sewing and doing many stuff. And after the inauguration, nothing. I said, God, is it that I'm doing something wrong? I
I'll have many friends who want to do ministry and who want to do many things. The moment they say they want to do a program, they already have a family member who is saying, take 100,000 there. Take 200,000 there. There's a support system. Am I against support system? No. But I'm talking for those who are in this kind of shoes. That's all. Take this there, take that. Ask God. Is there something I'm doing wrong? I remember we have to organize many meetings. Eh? Now we can talk about ministry ethics. You have to understand what I'm talking. Organize meetings. The pastor is already ministering on the altar. I'm at the back with people. Guys, how far? Honorarium is not complete. Oh. Ah, so pick phone. You see people calling. You think they are working in empty office. Calling this one. So mommy, so we have program in school. Different people be calling their parents at home. So we are doing this, we are doing that. Somebody will send 5,000, somebody will send 20,000, somebody will send this. 20,000, okay. No. You will see we have donated ATM cards for members. ATM upon ATM. This one, my PIN is so and so and so. I have 1,200 something in my account. This one, my somebody will go to the ATM place with over 15 ATM cards. Withdrawing just so something could be complete. The issue is this. Those who became without passing through can never be as strong as those who became going through. You ate the processes, but in it lies the anointing needed for you. Because, listen, there are many more who will pass through those things who need a captain who have been through that order. And that's why the Bible says concerning Jesus, Hebrews 4 verse 15, that we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, seeing that he was in all points tempted like we are, but yet without sin. The most important part of your story are the difficult ones. The ones that moment where it looks like there's nothing really significant about your life. You know, I shared a story, and that's why I said I'm going to share very hard stuff. I'm going to share stories I've never shared before. Growing up in a house, in a family, all the children, my dad will always have meetings with us occasionally. You, what do you want to become in future? So I'll say, I want to become a doctor. I want to become a pilot. You, what do you want to become in future? I want to become an engineer. I want to become this. You, what do you want to become in future? I want to become this. When he gets to my turn, he learns to always skip. Because I'll just break down in tears. It was deep in my heart. I said, there's no future. Before the future even comes, I would have been gone anyway. I don't want to have everything I want to become. I remember one particular day that we all had these local savings. We save money inside. All those local savings. Save money inside. So it was around time for Christmas. So everybody were bringing out their save. Bringing out money inside. This one will count. So and so amount. So I didn't break my own on time, but when I broke my own, they brought out the money. All the money had rusted. Everybody laughed and said, you don't even used to have luck. Your own things are always different. Everything about you is just different. You're just bad. This. I went back to my room and I was just crying. Why should these things be like this? How should my life be like this? Sometimes your own case may not be something like that. And you just wonder, this one is having something to talk about. That one is having something to talk about. Or sometimes, it's even something as serious as you go to a place, and you notice there's a trend. You go somewhere, they are doing something important, you're all on queue. The moment it gets to your turn, they said it's over. And there's a pattern. You ask yourself, why must my life be difficult? Why must things be different for me? Why can't I just have it smooth? Why can't I just have it straight like others? Number one, if you have it smooth, there's nothing special about you. Let me explain. Hold on. They say, Pastor, this, hold on, wait. Before you write. Wait. Have you noticed that the sons of people who have no battle to fight don't emerge as great people? In the sense that when you come from a place where the parents have fought all the battles, and you emerge to only enjoy the spoil, nothing is significant about your life. Save that you came, found abundance and lived in it. Nothing is significant. Significance comes in the place of gaining victory. Pushing through. Not, see, listen. You will notice from the moment the victory comes, there's something about you that prefers to keep breaking those edge. Sometimes, what you are going through is not because you sinned. It is because in your destiny, it is it involves that you be a captain to those who will go through that. So it is now expedient that their captain will have a foretaste. You didn't do anything bad. You are not sinning. You are not living in immorality. You are not... I had a vision one day that almost compounded my life. In the vision, I saw Pastor here at Adeboye, a man that I love with the whole of my heart. He was pouring oil on people, anointing them. The pastor prayed for them, anointed them. When he got to my turn, said, "The oil has finished." I woke up. What kind of vision is this? God, are you saying in my own generation it's finished for me? Are you saying that's my... I will not get... The oil has finished here. How was this? I went to share it with some friends. I saw this vision. Ah! Say, Pastor Femi, please, check the works of your hand. Maybe there is iniquity found in you. Check, pray against the spirit of lust. Lost care. Have we not been together? Don't you know how we live our lives? Don't you know how I live my life? What are you talking about? Say, because righteousness upholds a nation, sin is a reproach to any people. I cannot forget that day. I was at Redemption Camp, sanitation department, washing toilet. I took a walk and just walked till I got to a place where there was no more civilization. I just wanted to walk away. Now you see, there's just no significance to my life. 3 years later, I was in a meeting by my spiritual father, and he said, there are people here who have had major visions about their life, and they misinterpreted the visions, and the enemy is capitalizing on it. Pray that God will flesh up what he started. I prayed. And that night, I saw myself in the same vision. The same clothes Baba was wearing, the same place I was standing, the same jar, the same oil, but different jar. And he held it. And I was still standing on the wrong queue, saying, I'm waiting, please. And he said, where will I have to tell you you are on the wrong queue? This is your own queue. And there were just about 7. This one were over 1,000. Just plenty of people anointing, anointing. He said, this is your own queue. I woke up that morning and I started knowing things supernaturally. Sometimes you are complaining about what God has not finished. If you stay through the process, it's fleshing up something. At what point are you complaining? The time when everybody's life is just starting? When you are just starting life? When those you are comparing yourself with also are just starting? You don't know the winner of a race by checking those who started well. You wait till the finish mark. You don't know those who win. You don't know those who win from people who run fast, but not in their lane. It is possible to do it quick and not do it well. You look at your life and say, why should I have to go through this? Why should you not? Probably sometimes you need to wait and see the weight of your destiny. And understand that, oh wow, if I had gotten there without going through this, I would be dead on arrival. Are you following what I'm saying there? Look at the case of the Hebrew children who will feed on vegetable and water. Daniel said, I will not defy myself with the king's portion. Just, what's the name of that guy? Arioch. Give us vegetable and water. We're fine. So, after 10 days, come and check. You know what I'm saying? And the Bible said when he checked them out after 10 days, they were 10 times better. They were fresh and all those things. You compare yourself before the 10 days period is over. 10 days prophetically may mean 3 years. It may mean 5 years. I remember, that's why I said I'm going to share stories. I don't know for whom anywhere that God is saying teach this. Maybe somebody will one day pick the tape and listen to it. But I will not, you know, I will not hold back. I remember after service. And then I'd already settled my mind. Got in a place at Awule. Having something to do. Alright? I'd already gone to. We were praying. We were praying in the family house. My papa said, he perceives in his heart that we need to ask God again for what will have us do. I didn't want to join the prayer because I know I will do what I do until I pray. I'll do what I want to do until I've gone to pray. I want to pray other things, but not this one. We all laid down flat and I didn't want to pray. The moment I was broken, I said, okay, Lord, what will you have me do? He said, go back to Ife for the work that I've sent you. And I will give you what no man can pay you. Shared the story. It was not a pleasant experience. To go back to Ife, I had to stay one of my mentees. But most times it was better for me to go and sleep on campus. You know what we do? I'll just go to campus, go to Fudge. The room I see open. Hello guys, how are you guys doing? All right, I'm here for the night. Tell me, Kwame was with me. Just enter. And then early in the morning, sometimes I go to sports complex. Pray, and then sleep off. And get back to the hostel in the morning, I say, God. You know, and being the prayer, family house, the prayer coordinator, you were the one who was praying for people. And it was about ending, somebody will come to you, Pastor, I'm having fear in my heart. You know, if you can just pray for me, and then this, I trust God. You are the one who was praying, and you were seeing testimonies on WhatsApp. I just got a job with AMPC. I just got a job with God. I remembered how we went to Koza. Myself and Pastor Henry. God said, go to Lasut, 1 month apostolic meeting. You know, you are the kind that, 1 month, I was there. Oh God. Sleeping and waking up, I was there. But raising men, teaching them, this building foundation for the campus. So I woke up, I said, okay, let's go to this church. I've been hearing so much about them, let's go. So I went with my shoe. His clothes shoe. I'm not sure they sell those shoes again. That shoe you can wash like clothes. When you are done, it will be very black. Just go out like that before it catch you. While it is black, go out and shine. Because as it gets dry, it changes color. So I go to that church, I sat down. I had to pinch Pastor Henry. Oh, so he didn't tell me this is where we are coming to. He didn't tell me. I look at the legs, broke, everybody. They call first timers, I didn't go out. Go where? I folded my legs under the chair. I was saying, this is. At such level of ministry, to look as though God didn't call you the way he called others. But that's just the beginning phase. That's just when you are rising. That's not the end. But sometimes you make the beginning look like the end. That's not the end. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody just asked me, sir, what do you do? I said, I'm a pastor. Is that what all you do for with your life, sir? That's what I do. Sir, are you saying the whole of your time, everything, that's what you do? You know what I'm saying? Somebody will make being a pastor look like you have done a very bad thing. Say, is that all? Sir, your time, is that all? You went to school, sir. I went to school. The beautiful thing is that around such seasons, God will barely say a thing. Except you don't know God. Because the seasons where your faithfulness is to be tested, God will not do the talking. He will leave you to believe in what he has said. Once he has spoken, you must hear it twice. The second time is now. You will do his work and face embarrassment. He will not even give you consolation. That, my son, this is my plan for your future. Mbano, no. You will even attend meetings where a man of God you respect so much will call others out and place hands on them. They look at your direction and just move on. You ask, is there anything about me at all? They that the fathers love, he hides. You know, I was listening to Pastor here at Deboe Minister's Conference, and he was proving to us how that amongst all disciples of Jesus, the favorite of Jesus was Andrew. Andrew. His favorite. Andrew. And now that he looked like it was John. And Jesus himself did not even debate it. Why did he hide Andrew? Who knows? He said, when Jesus said, my seat, one at my right hand side and my left has reserved for somebody. He said, one was reserved for Andrew. He gave a few proofs. And I believe so much in the grace of God upon that man of God. Sometimes, it is the future does not belong to the one who is making the noise. It belongs to the one who is still hidden. Don't confuse noise as manifestation. Don't confuse them. So you ask yourself, will I ever rise? Will I ever become what God wants me to become? Is there anything at all that is special about my life? Is there anything? I was teaching on Tuesday. If you have not gotten the message, go and get that message. The journey of David. Go and get, because I've been tracing journeys of individuals in scripture. How that when Samuel came to the house of Jesse, God spoke to Samuel. He said, go to the house of Jesse, the Bethlehemite. I have found for myself a king amongst his children. It was a word between Samuel and God. Samuel got to the house of Jesse. Eliab stood before him. Because in ministry there are Eliabs. There are men who look like it. But God has moved on. Oh. A prophet may be prophesying on you, speaking accurately about the original plan, but you might have moved. Are you following what I'm saying here? Eliab was standing. It was God's intention. Because the words of Samuel has never fallen to the ground. He saw well. Samuel said, surely the Lord's anointed is upon me. God said, no. Look not on his height or the stature or his countenance, seeing I've refused him as a king. If he was not in consideration, he would not be refused. Shammah came. They all came one after. And God said, neither is this one, neither this one, neither this one, neither this one, neither this one. Jesse, are these all your children? He said, there a minute one. Keep at the sheep. Sometimes it is, there a minute one is the most stubborn boy in the house. Or sometimes, there a minute one is too dull. He will not even know what you are talking about. Sometimes, there a minute one, I don't even like the way he behaves. Go and call him. And when he came, Bible says he was without of a beautiful countenance, he was rude. And God spoke to Samuel, arise, anoint him. And he poured the oil on him. Nobody knew the oil for what. Because he still poured a kind of oil on others. But the one carrying the intention on this one. After pouring the oil, he went back to go and keep his father's sheep. Anointed, but the situation never changed. The anointing will never change your case instantly. It will first lead you to the wilderness. Let me explain. In the book of Matthew chapter number 3, Jesus was baptized in the river of Jordan by the baptism of John. John was speaking in Luke 3 about how that he could not lose his shoes. The Bible said heaven was opened unto him and the Spirit of God descended like a dove and rested upon him. And Matthew 4, Luke 4 also. The Bible said he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He didn't go there to fast. Pay attention. He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, and in those days he heard nothing. Meaning that the best response to temptation is self-denial. When you notice that the enemy is around, don't eat too much. You may not survive it. So in those days he heard nothing. Huh? The temptation that tempted him was not the TV temptation. Turn stone to bread. No. Those are jokes. Because the Bible said in the account of Luke number 4, that when the devil was done tempting him with all temptations, then he left him for a while. Meaning that the devil exhausted what makes him devil on Jesus, but Jesus was still standing. Huh? And then he left him. But the question is this. What led Jesus to the wilderness? The anointing. Sometimes, some impartations we receive will mark the beginning of your trouble. But it is trouble that will bet the manifestations. You see, the man of God is not anointed. From the day he has prayed for me, I have not known peace. You have only been baptized unto another. That those who are part of this baptism, this is their reality. And that's why it is not every impartation you desire. There are some impartations that when you receive, it means some things will never work in your life again. There are people whose life has been conditioned. This one, I will bless him more, but all through his life, I will prove to him that all he will ever have is me. They were sharing lands in Israel. They shared land to everyone, except the sons of Levi, because they said the Lord is their portion. Everyone else said, see, listen, this one may jump into this and I will bless it. But you, in your lifetime, my proof is to show to you that all you will ever have is me. The moment somebody comes to your life and you are looking at the fulfillment of a vision on their account, God will make sure they become your Isaac and they will have to die for you to manifest. It's a kind. Huh? You see, somebody just come into your life and you look at the person and you say, ah! Like Samuel, you say, now I know the Lord's anointed is before me. Now I know that this person coming is a proof that God loves me. Now I know that all those things God has showed me, you will do it through this person. God will say, listen here. I've come to show you that when there is no water, I can bring water from the rock. I don't need anyone to get it done because we will not share the glory. Every other person will have testimonies of such support except you. When they come, something will separate you. It's a kind. You will not be free until you discover that man does not live by bread alone. What does that mean? Except by every word. The Bible said the day they discovered that was the day their wilderness experience ended. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. Alright? He said it humbled them, test and gave them food that they know nothing about, that they may know that man does not live by bread alone. Meaning that wilderness will end the day you discover that God is all I have, all. That is, somebody coming does not add to my joy. Somebody leaving does not take away. My visions does not increase because you came. It cannot decrease when you leave. When you come to that point, you are strategically positioned. If you truly matter in the scheme of what God wants to do, He's going to take you on that journey where you will learn by proofs that all that will ever matter in your life, other people may be celebrating other things, but you, all that will ever matter is that my ways is what will stand. And you ask God, why can't I be like so and so and so? Because when you don't know where you are going to, you will copy those who will copy you. You will compare yourself with those who have been raised to minister to. Say, what about so and so and so? Why can't? Are you getting what I'm saying? Have you noticed? Check. If you are a child of God that is genuine, you can be a witness. The moment a man is entering your life, you start looking at the fulfillment of what God is saying. That this man coming here is the proof that what God has said he will do. That proof you are seeing there is your Isaac. Something will happen, it will not last. Then someone else will come who is not looking like it. Then you now come to rely on God. Listen, I've come to the end of myself that I've... See, this one not looking like... I see, God, I've totally submitted. Now, with this one, it will take you to get this thing done. This one doesn't look like the person that will do these things. And God will say, when you come there, then the stones that the builders rejected will become chief cornerstones. The ones that does not look... Are you getting what I... This is a pattern here. You try everything possible. Opportunity will show up. Travel abroad. Bah! You will fail, sir. Because God knows the day you follow the opportunity, you start following him. You start building a career after that order. Everybody else will get to the embassy. They stamp their visa except you. The fellow may just come back and say, please, can we just round up this already? You know what I'm saying? And then you say, my village will follow me. God, they didn't follow you there. God followed you there. What he wants to do with you is here. You want to escape. You are going where? Some of you are like Jonah. God has sent you to Nineveh, but you're on your way to Tarshish. The storms you face are not because of village people. Go for deliverance till tomorrow. You'll not be delivered. Some people are praying for deliverance from God. You can't be delivered from God. You don't know what is really ailing you in the first place. You say, these storms that happened to my father. Have you also forgotten that that's how your father said no to the calling of God? He said, I traced it in their life. It happened to them. Hey, this, that, that. And why me? The same thing. Father, I decree every ancestral spirit, let them break. But you forget that the real ancestral spirit is the ability to say no to God. And then storms will come when you are on your own way to preach. Storms will come. And then they will have to throw away all your belongings. Meaning that you went there with full things, but you will have to lose many of them on the way. Until you now discover and say, Lord, I'm going to fall into your hands. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Jonah fell to the mouth of a fish, but the fish took him back to the God's promise. Some people may fall into debt. They fall to police station. It will land them back in the center of what the will of God is. Are you following what I'm saying here? Let me say this to you. If you matter in God's plan, all your attempt to escape will only bring you back there. Every other person may escape. Oh. You may jump the process, you may jump the gun. People are doing many things. Not all doors are doors. You must decide what is opening. Are you following what I'm saying? You know, if you study church history, study the body of Christ, people of God, you not value early manifestation. Study church history in Nigeria. You will not try. All these nonsense people are trying to be known. You will not try it. In the days when Idahosa and those men were taking over the nations, nobody knew Adeboye until 98. You are doing crusade, organizing everything up and down. The man that will matter in the move is part of those who are in party. It looks like nothing. Came in short naked, borrowed the shoe he came with. But there is something about his destiny. The mistakes you are making are his own observation. In the areas you are weak, God will build him with strength. You tell him, stand up, that place is not for you. But God is saying, this is the man for the job. They come for our meetings, not look like it. If you study church history, you will minister to everyone with humility and meekness. Check. Just observe. When people like Catherine Kuman and we were doing mighty stuff, nobody knew Kenneth Hagin. He was a teacher. There was nothing fantastic about him. The last ministration of Kuhlman, she couldn't come because of the sickness that killed her. It was Hagin that went to minister in her stead. When he got there, Kuhlman was an evangelist, very dramatic woman. Things happened in that meeting. For Hagin, there was nothing spectacular. Just the teaching, and then he was teaching. But yet, the power of God still came down. Meaning that you will not go and get what is spectacular. It is still what is in your hand that God will build upon. Because the question to every child that God used spectacularly is not what don't you have, it is what do you have. If it is the teaching oil, it will do more than what that dramatic, prophetic, and all that can do. And then he thought it was on that platform where he stood, and God told him to pray that Kuhlman is about to be called home. Was that the same Agin that was the man of all those movements? Who, you know, the way he ended is a very serious beacon of hope to the body of Christ, that you can know God in intimate level and finish well. Was it not that same Agin that was, it was an embodiment of the Spirit? How did he start teaching? Don't leave your rod because you are having the sword of Joshua. Don't leave that rod. Hold it. Sometimes we drop them and say, what God has given to me is a rod. What God has given to so and so and so is this. You don't know what God is doing. Study the move of God. You will never, you see, under pressure. People are doing great stuff. People are doing mighty things. Oh, when will it be my turn? You check. I'm telling you, check what I'm saying. Check everywhere in the body of Christ. All those people are always hidden. Always hidden. And sometimes you complain. You doubt God. You nag. Because he's taking you on the path. It's not interesting, right? It's not fantastic. You ask, why me? Why not you? And let me say this to you. I said while I was teaching the other time that the enemy will not attack you based on your level of maturity. He will attack you based on the threat you pose to his kingdom. The devil doesn't know the future, but he can look at you and get well. You get what I'm saying? The devil doesn't know the future. He can look at you and get well.
Be careful of a lifestyle that wants so much noise around your destiny. Nobody moves with those noise and finish well. Sometimes the noise you make at 70, you are making now. Relax. Relax. You get what I'm saying now? Sit down. Knowing fully well the journey is very far. The journey is very far. Where God is going with my life is very, very far. I will not rush. I will not try to do what God has not called me to do. I say I'm envious, so and so and so. Oh Lord, when will it be me? Wake up. Wake up. If you matter in God's scheme, He will hide you. He will hide you. You will not look anything like it. He will hide you. Nothing about your life will be spectacular. Just there. I read the story of the boy called Irawo. Dr. Dike Olukoya shared the story. Irawo was born. He was named Irawo because of the prophecies around his destiny. The moment he was born, different white people came. And I said, and this happened. This happened really in Ondo State. A boy has been born here. And I said this. There's something about this child that has been born. There's something about this. There's something, And the people came gathered and they were saying different things. This boy here is going to become so and so and so. So the parent looked at him and called him Irawo, meaning star, on the account of the prophecies gone ahead of him. So Irawo joined school, was a very brilliant boy, well behaved and all those things. He was in class. But one day he was going to cut class and jump the fence. And he jumped into a quicksand. And the friends that were to jump with him saw him. And he was struggling. And that was how Irawo sank. With the star. And everything sank. And that was the end of all the prophecies. There are people that prophecies went ahead of them. There are people that God went ahead of them. Prophecies may be aborted, but you can't stop God. See, I want you to place your hand on your head and decree. I have seen the wisdom to discern the pathway that God is taking me through. I receive the wisdom not to argue, not to revolt. Alaka teka, a man tiko balakendi baka, a nebron biki naka, shirebe kenika, ilumbroti kandi boko breni kanteka. I receive the wisdom to discern. Meetings, we still do. I was using a phone, I was teaching thousands of people. I would love to go far to the street where one woman grinds a rock. That's where there's network. I would stand there, reaching out, network. You know, people are saying, we are blessed. Pastor Lazarus, we are blessed. We are blessed. But listen, the man, the pulpit is going through repair. The man there, that's not where God is taking him to. He needs to go through this door anointed. Huh? You know, I kept using that mobile phone until somebody walked in and said, Pastor, God sent me to go to Jesus. You are going and you are asking, well, why God doesn't God know I'm doing this work? Why must my life be like this? Can't God see that I'm doing this work? Can't God see that there's this, God. Hey, God sees. That was the same way he opened his eyes when his only begotten son hanged in the balance. He kept quiet. The only thing he could do was to turn his back. He needed to turn his back so the demands of justice can be met. God also needs to turn his back sometimes on your destiny so the demands of what the future requires can be met. At that point, it looks like God is not emotional, but the man must be formed. You may cry, but you will not stop doing what he's doing. You will jump from one place to another. Look for prophets from one place. They will prophesy, but the prophet will still be completed. What do you do? You're asking. You're too fasting about my life. I can't shake all about you. And when God is busy forming his men like this, it doesn't look like there's anything special. It doesn't look like there's anything of significance. They call a meeting of pastors. You come there like one week worthless. But God is saying, in this one, I've trapped the future. You hear what I'm saying now? You have people celebrating things. You can't even touch it yet. But God is saying, go through the process. Don't cry through it, but go through it. Go through it. And tell God, I'll feed the grace to endure. I call about action. I will still be grateful to participate. God is mighty. Something beautiful with my life. God is building. Something strong with my life. And it won't stop. It won't stop. Till I look just like him. It won't stop. It won't stop. Just like him, I may cry, but it won't stop till I know just like him. It won't stop till I look just like him. Ashala makatisha, eleme kebre tekele batisha, zeme kumbra pakatisha. Men de roku brapa bakashate. Limbra kastu sibrati. I receive grace to cooperate to the process. I receive grace to cooperate to the process. I receive grace to cooperate to the process. I let you shake my heart. Shake my candy. Shake my brapa brabakati. Ele me kumbra baku brabaka. Ele ferti atele basha. My tears are not enough to announce what I have done. I understand that you may hide me for a reason. It is so that your plans for my life will come to pass on in that. So the enemy will not stop what you are building. Jesus. Salamaka Fati. Shilimaka Brabaka Balatish. Shilimakash. Lord, I wait. I choose to wait. I choose to wait. I choose to trust you through the process. I choose to trust you through the process. I choose to trust you through the process. I choose to wait.
I choose your will. Jesus, I choose your will.
I choose your ways. I choose your ways, oh. I choose your ways, Jesus. I choose your ways. I choose your ways.
Jesus, I choose your ways, oh. I choose your ways. Jesus, I choose your ways. I choose your ways. Jesus, I choose your ways, oh. Jesus, I choose your ways. I choose your ways. Shalamakati. Amen. Amen. Listen well and understand the ways of the Spirit. Prosperity, speed, results are never a sign that God is with a man. The Israelites continually were always a rebellious people before God. They had divine health. They had divine healing. They had everything. But God was not happy with them. Are you seeing that? Or sometimes you call endorsement the things that are just product of God's goodness. And you are looking for such validation. When will I be validated like this? When will there be something spectacular about the greatest prophet in the world may have no prophecy for you. As long as God has decided to hide you. If it is God that will keep you off their prophetic radar, they will look at you and see nothing significant. Nothing. Nothing at all. You desperately desire, just say something, my life is down. They look at you and see nothing. Say, I can't see anything. Nonetheless, you are blessed. God is saying, quit kneeling before men. Go stand before me. Trust me for the step, every step of the way. You will not know the next step, you just know the one to take now. Huh? And you say, why is my life like this? Why is my life like this? Why this? Why that? And probably you are hearing me now. You have been wondering. You look at people. You have called them. You have made them your idol. After the order of what it means for God to manifest men. And you don't know that what they say now is still a test. Huh? And you are looking for the day you too. You will break out. You get what I'm saying? And then your flyer will be everywhere. That saying God is doing mighty things to you. Who told you that flyers everywhere is a proof that God is the one using the man? Who told you? Who told you that there are no men amongst us that don't have flyers, but yet they are flying? Men are flying in the spirit realm, yet nobody is calling them for meetings. They are the lifeline of many moves from their knees. And yet they are powerful, and God has said a covenant between us. For you to do what I want to do, the part of specialization you have in the kingdom will entail that no one will know you. So you can, and God will swallow up greed within them early stage. Because others will go and know what it means to make money, but they will not. It's a kind of sanctification. You ask, Pastor, what are you talking about? Only have a future. God is saying, for the Levite, I am their portion. Huh? Others will drop and then go and know this one. God will say, stay here. There are some that will go, they make the money and do all those. But there are some, they will go there. They will not even make money. In fact, they will injure themselves. They will still come back to where God is saying, stay. Because I see the tussle. I see that men are tussling for this thing about being seen. See us too. We are doing this. The shared stories. Share the, relax. God makes everything beautiful in his own time and season. If your time has not come and you are revealed, that's premature revelation. No one survives it. People don't survive it. Relax. Ah, Lord. When will me too? When will I too? Have this reason to celebrate this so and so and so. When will I too? When will I do this too? When? Relax. Embrace the pathway. Huh? What did I say? Embrace it. All that you need to know is that God, hope I'm not suffering as a thief. You know, but I mean that I'm suffering for sins I'm committed. Hope I am on the line. If you're on the line with God, aligned with Him, and yet things are not falling into place, relax. We don't call that not falling into place. We call it process. Huh? I had a young man that used to do well on instrument and do all those things with me. I sat down. I told myself, this boy, I'm going to blow out everything you do. People need to know who you are. This is a misbehave. I went to God. God, what's happening here? Am I doing too much? God said, you don't promote a man I want to process. Let him be processed. What he needs is not promotion. It is what? Process. Process. Yeah. You go through it well. You no longer ask God, what about my life? Then when will this happen? Will they say anything special about me?
Why not? Why is there nothing special? We look up to Jesus. If you read Hebrews 11 very well, you may not love to be part of those men in the hall of fame of faith. Because the Bible wrapped up their own story by saying, they all died, not having obtained the promise. Are you saying, you said by faith they conquer kingdoms, shut the mouth of lions, and you still say they died, not obtaining the promise? What did God do with them? Or somebody is just in his 20s, want to grab the promise. Don't know the ways of God. This is all. Moses, Abraham, David. You know you are mature when you can pray prayers like, Lord, do with me what seems right to you. At least my life is like a pen in your hand. What you have planned, write with me. I will not struggle one day. But you know when you pray such prayer, something is likely going to revolt. Ah, what if you are not great? What is your definition of greatness? Well, you know, you see greatness as that day you are entering to crusade, different jeeps and escort, police escort, pushing men up and down. You are saying, I envision the day I will get, and you are already building superstar ministry. Because what you are seeing is the day you too, I say me too, you see fulfillment of destiny as the day you, actually it may be in the plan, but if you don't follow the process, you will not get there. Are you following what I'm saying here? Embrace your process. Embrace it. Huh? Look up. If you are planting a seed, the first stage is where the seed is under the soil. People will still trample on it and march. Huh? They will march on it. But something is growing under. Something is growing under. A time is coming, it becomes a tree. You cannot even stumble on the top level of marching on it. At that season, if the seed tries to abuse back everyone that trampled on itself, it will never become a tree. The urge to talk back is because you are not sure of your future. So I must give him what he deserves. I need to give him a piece of my mind. I need to tell him I'm not the ordinary person you think I am. Who are you? Are you following what I'm saying here? My heart breaks when I see that we only read about church history. We don't know when these things are playing out again. I stand before people, I look well. There might be one or two there. Young boys, they may even still be smoking, but one or two, that they are like stones outside. They are going to be broken and brought back and used to mold a pillar. So I'm always scared when I see, I've never seen an older minister do it. I see young ministers do it. Talk to people anyhow. Come here. Say, no, use this. I'm going to impart you now. You're going to fall down. You're going to... You don't know who you are talking to. Because sometimes you are only addressing the man that your ministry will only survive because of him rising. Oh no. There are many amongst us, hidden men. Nobody knows their name, nobody knows them. Not manifested yet, nothing. Nothing special. You know, there is one you can see somebody looks like a pastor, this one's not. When you look at them, nothing is striking. Say, this you call my spirit bears witness that you are carrying something because he's wearing suit. This one cannot even afford one. But there's something that God is building. Something very, very, very strong. People of God, as I round up, I want to go before the Lord. Number one, say, sorry, Father, I'm sorry for wrestling with you through the process. Listen, hold on. Hold on. Let me say this to you. One of my greatest pain when I entered service is that why should 2 years of my life be wasted too? Why should I finish school and I have to wait 2 extra years? I share this story. I took people for a retreat. They were all blessed, praying, Pastor God will bless you. Thank you. My heaven kind. Thank you for what you are doing for our destiny. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. I went to sit down outside on the floor. I sat down on the floor. And then the devil reminded me of someone that while he was in school, God has used me to be there for him and all those things. The moment the guy came out, the mother said, don't go and meet that pastor again. Oh, all those pastors, don't mean that, mind them. The devil brought up that case and said, all these people, they will just go.
You are a big fool. Your time is being wasted. Your mates are in Lagos doing other things. You are here saying you are taking men for retreat. Saying you are doing all those. The devil was giving me all those stuff. And I just bowed my head and I was asking, ah, God, when will this happen in my life? Why this delay? And Baba came and saw me in tears and asked Femi, what happened? I said, ah, this and that. And he just laid his hands. He said, I'm praying for you. The prayer didn't look anointed. Let the door be open now. It was the following batch. I said, okay, all right, you have been mobilized. And then I moved. But the thing is that God built a threat from that service year that if I didn't go that year, I would not be where I am today. You can go early, but yet too early for destiny. You get what I'm saying here? You can go early, but yet too early. Because listen, location always have allocation, and the allocation sometimes are people. Both of you have to be there at the same time. Oh no. You know, most time we don't know the ways of God. We're saying, why would my own case be late? Why would relax? Calm down. Huh? When God comes late, he's coming big. It's a pastor, not always. That's why you don't get the result. That's why, for the one who is aligned, stay there. Stay. Are you following what I'm saying? You are a gospel singer, you are singing, you are the one that will carry your CD and say, please hear my song. Yeah, at least hear this song. They will tell pastor and say, go and sell your song. Go and sell your song to your village people. They are wondering, am I singing something bad? Am I doing something bad here? It's because your time has not come. When your time comes, you cough, they'll bite. The same people who said, you get away from our car. The people who are begging you, please go, just come at 20 minutes in a ministry. When God was telling me to go for apostolic meeting, I went to one school, Pastor Bizier in Oyo, a private school. I was all about raising men, discipleship in all campuses, doing that. We got there, we wrote how many letters to Bishop, this. So we want to do this. Well, I was not looking for money. That's why I was doing it on Loki. They said, this, come back tomorrow, we walked in Oyo till I look black. About 3 weeks. That same school have sent me over 3 invitations now. Come on, minister. What the book? So you kill yourself because you were not accepted. Why don't you take it as a challenge and follow God? Become what you should become. They will still run after you. Are you following what I'm saying here? Asking, my life. Jesus, what about me too? I want you to bow your head lastly and tell God, as I move in the journey of life, help me to recognize where you are strategically. That's where I want to be. Strategically, open my eyes to recognize where you are. Shalamakati. Shalamande boko bakati. Rikini mante ko balakati.
So I have to dwell your praise, so I can dream your days. I want to see your face.
Shalamakete. Shalamakete.
There's no me without you, Lord.
There's no me without you, Lord. There's no me without you, Lord. Yahweh. There's no me without you, Lord. There's no me without you, Lord. There's no me without you, Lord. Yahweh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The fact that all is the way it is now does not mean there is nothing striking about your destiny. Just wait for the process. Trust God through it. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name. Thank you.
Jesus. Mighty name we are praying. If there's somebody here who is going through any process that this word specifically has been for you, just place your hands on your chest, all eyes closed. I pray for you in the name that is above all names. Receive the grace to stay true. May you not compare yourself with people. Receive the grace of discernment. May you understand your season of manifestation. May you not be missing the days of your visitation. God will send timely help to you. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we are prayed.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.